on Talking Lifestyle, the 50 Up Club Show.
Now, next week, the 50 Up Club will be attending the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia conference in Queensland on behalf of our members. Superfund members are demanding higher levels of education from their advisors and communication from their funds. And we want answers around how funds can meet those member expectations. Now, clearly, a lot of people are taking charge of their own super through self-managed funds. But what else can you be doing to shore up your future? Gary Stone is a top market researcher and investor, and his new book is called Blueprint to Wealth, Financial Freedom in 15 Minutes a Week. And he's joining us on the line tonight from Melbourne. Hello, Gary.
Hello, Kelly.
Lovely to have you on the program. Thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure.
Now, what's your background and expertise to write this book?
I've been investing and researching the stock markets now for 26 years, and I've been running a business for the last 21 years providing solutions for people managing their own investments, either in super, in the bounds of superannuation, or even outside of that. And so I've been researching solutions for people to help people do that.
And that's why you wrote the book, because did it seem obvious to you what people were doing wrong or what was going on in the marketplace that you wrote the book?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a number of reasons. I wanted to try and take the expertise that I'd built up and get a wider audience and just really make it obvious to people that who are all investors. Everybody who's investing for retirement is an investor, but not everybody. In fact, the majority don't acknowledge that. They kind of tick a box when they've changed jobs or they're on an employee form, and the money goes off into a superannuation fund somewhere, typically an industry super fund and sometimes a retail super fund, but they don't really take much notice of how it's being invested and whether they could be doing better or not.
You say that most people can't afford to retire. What do you mean?
Well, if you just do the simple math of 9.5%, and most people wouldn't have been saving 9.5%, it's only just got there recently, but even if you take 9.5% of superannuation guaranteed contributions and you put that into you take your contributions and you actually index them for inflation over any periods of 10, 20, 30, or even younger people now, 40 years, and you take the typical balanced fund returns that superannuation funds have been getting over the last 23.5 years since superannuation really became law,
yep,
and that will not be enough to provide an independent and comfortable retirement for 80% of the population.
What sort of figure do you need to be comfortable?
Well, depending what period of time you're looking at, but somebody who is retiring now, 2016, and assuming that they were going to be retired for 22 years, that's kind of where the numbers are at the moment, age 67 and maybe through to 89.
Yep.
It depends on what sort of growth you'd be able to get while you retired, but the assumptions are that you would get around about 5% growth of your nest egg when you retire. And there would be 2.5% inflation. That's the typical assumption. You would need $1 million now to retire with. If you got worse returns, then you'd obviously need more.
Because there were periods of time within the last 8, 9, 10 years that we were getting really good returns on super, like 15 or 16% in some of those member funds you're talking about. I know those days are gone. So what would it average out? Are you saying the average return would be around 5% across that lifetime of a super fund?
Well, what happens is when people get into retirement, they take less risks, so they get more fixed interest type returns in the mix of the investment and asset classes that they have, which pulls the returns down. And yeah, I think people need to think about whether they should do that or not, and maybe come up with other strategies, other risk management strategies that can actually protect them during retirement. But if you look at the long term, and this is one of the points, that superannuation is a multi-decade investing project. It's not 3 to 7 years. And the super funds, all of them, use the majority of their members, 75 to 80% of their members are sitting in diversified and balanced funds. And those diversified and balanced funds over the long term, because of the diversification and because of the additional fees that are being paid compared to alternatives, are doing around 2.5 to 3% compounded per annum worse than the stock market index.
So are you saying, therefore, that it would be better to take your money out of super and put it into stocks, or some of your money out of super, because you can't obviously take it all, but and put it into stocks and shares?
Well, and this is the, I'm going to give you an acronym now, three-letter acronym.
Yes.
ETF, exchange-traded fund.
Yep.
Now, an exchange-traded fund is a way of investing in the index. And until 5 or 6 years ago, maybe 7 or 8 at a push, there wasn't our market wasn't mature enough. Our stock market wasn't mature enough for individual and everyday investors to actually get access to investing in the index. That is now a reality. It's been a reality in the United States for probably 15 odd years. Mm. And that means that you can get index type returns. So you don't have to get into stock selection and learn all about analysis and all the different things and reading reports and balance sheets and that. You can just invest in the index. And there's research that's been coming out now for the last 15 odd years that over periods of 7 to 10 years and longer, that almost zero superannuation funds, balance funds, target date funds, active managed funds actually beat the index.
Right.
Do you think that we're too complacent when it comes to our superannuation, that the money just goes in there, and like you said, we don't challenge the super funds on how they invest it, we just go along with the flow? I think there's a bit of a change now because people are pulling money out and going into self-managed super, but do you think we're too complacent?
I absolutely do, and even people who set up self-managed super funds I think are too complacent as well. Yeah, I think the fundamental problem here is that most people don't understand the power of compounding. They give it lip service and they think they understand it, but they don't actually do the numbers to see how many hundreds of thousands of dollars difference 2 to 3% compounded makes over the long term.
Would you generally advise people not to set up self-managed super funds?
Absolutely not. I mean, there are some boundaries at the bottom end as to, you know, to get a bit ridiculous if you're in your 20s and you got a few thousand dollars to do it. But the fees have come down dramatically, and there are online superannuation fund establishers and have very low fees. So the boundaries to entry have come way down over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
But beyond the fee constrictions, you've got to know what you're doing, though, surely.
No, you don't. That's exactly why I wrote the book, is that people can read that book and there's a lot of evidence in it to show, to really try and convince them that it's not that difficult. It's, and when I say 15 minutes a week, that's the active strategy.
And
the inactive strategy is 15 minutes a quarter. And somebody in their 20s or 30s now would have a 99-point-something% chance of beating every single super fund if all they did was invest in the index and reinvest the dividends. And that's all they do, and they can do that once a quarter. It'll take them 15 minutes, probably take them an hour a year to do that.
Sounds good, Gary, because I know it can be tough trying to manage your own fund.
And also we're very, with the changes that the Turnbull government made to the superannuation back in the May budget, everyone's up in arms at the moment. We don't want governments touching our super. We want to take control of it, and I guess that's what your book is about.
It is. I'm trying to take it out to everybody and really simplify it, cut out the jargon, and show it the way, and it's the access to the indices through these things called exchange-traded funds that really opens it up to everybody.
Well, the book is called Blueprint to Wealth, Financial Freedom in 15 Minutes a Week by Gary Stone. And Gary, thank you so much for your time tonight. And I really would encourage people to read it and see if it works for you. It may or may not, but there's always a general advice warning when it comes to financial products. But I'm sure people would gain some insight into your world, Gary.
They certainly would. I mean, all they need to do is have a read of the reviews. It's only been out for 6 weeks, and there's some fantastic reviews that are on Amazon about the book already, and that would and these are people that have been investing for decades themselves.
Well, congratulations. That's really pleasing for you.
Thanks, Gary.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much for having me on.
All the best.
Bye now.
On Talking Lifestyle, the 50 Up Club Show.
And a couple of people have called in wanting to know the name of Gary's book. It's Blueprint to Wealth, Financial Freedom in 15 Minutes a Week by Gary Stone. And just wanted to let the information presented in the program is for general information only, not a substitute for independent professional advice. Everyone's situation is different, so before making any investment, you should take appropriate advice about its suitability for your particular